Here's a thought I'll title, Finding Where a Tool Works Best. I was mentioning last week that I was photographing up in the Grand Canyon and used extensively in post-processing the dehaze tool. This is a tool, to be honest, I have not used very frequently. So I was having to learn my way around it. And one of the things that I discovered was that the dehaze tool doesn't work very well in blue skies. I don't know why, how could you possibly know why? Because even what the dehaze tool does is a bit of a mystery, but it supposedly removes haze. But in blue skies, and we had vibrant blue skies last week, it didn't seem to work very good because it caused vignetting and seemed to increase a sort of crunchy graininess in the vibrant blue skies that was really unappealing. Like I say, I don't know why it did any of that, but I discovered that it did. And so, consequently, I discovered that when I used the dehaze tool on images that didn't include any bright blue skies, it was a fantastic solution. So, said another way, simplistically, that tool has a way that it works best and a way that it doesn't. And the more I thought about that, I thought, that's probably true with every tool we have as photographers. Some cameras work better for some kinds of subjects than others. Some kinds of processing steps work better than others. And part of our challenge is to take each tool, each piece of gear, each technique, and discover where it works best for us and where it doesn't. Photography is constantly a compromise. And what I learned in the case of the dehaze tool was that when I used it in a certain way with a certain subject matter, it was mind-bogglingly good and efficient and easy and effective, and I loved it. But when I misused the tool, that is to say, used it in a way that wasn't dealing to its strengths, what I ended up with was just awful. I didn't know that beforehand. So, interestingly enough, having learned that after the first day of photographing and then post-processing with the dehaze tool, the next day when we went to the Grand Canyon, I knew how I was going to use the dehaze tool on all the images that I was photographing, and that it would work best if I did not include any blue skies. And that influenced my compositions. Is that the way it should be? Should a tool influence our compositions? Well, I think they always do. I'd never given it that much thought, but in retrospect, almost every tool that I used has influenced how I photograph. It's just the nature of the beast, and perhaps the challenge for us as working photographers is less about complaining what a tool doesn't do and more about finding what a tool does exceedingly well and exploiting its excellencies rather than bemoaning its shortcomings.